It's just that my Uncle Quark really needed some stem bolts.
You mean self-sealing stem bolts?
That's right. That's it. Self-sealing stem bolts.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Bonersode 79. Today is January 27th, 2021, and I'm your host, Richard. I had a request on the Patreon from Anthony S. to do more sci-fi related stuff, and I'm happy to oblige because I really love wacky science ideas. But wait, this Bonersode was produced by Whoa There. So I don't know what Anthony thinks he's doing, trying to steal Woe's thunder. Although I think Woe is more of a sports guy, so I'm not sure he'll appreciate the references I'm about to make. Then again, he is kind of a comedy nerd. Which reminds me, it's been almost a year since the Todd Barry show I had tickets to was postponed. Woe, have we ever talked about Todd Barry? He can't respond. Damn podcasting for being a one-way medium. And shit, I'm turning the show into my personal diary again.
Hello?
Hello, Deborah?
Okay.
Is this Deborah? It's Cavill down the street.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know that tomorrow morning I'm just going to be doing some high-resolution scans of your house.
Why?
I'm just kind of working on something over here. It's really no big deal. Yeah, just in case you're home, I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up.
Who is this?
It's Cavill down the street.
I don't know any Cavill down the street.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess we don't know each other personally, but I'm just a little ways down from you. Not really sure why you're yelling at me.
What is it you want?
Well, why'd you hang up on me? That was kind of rude of you. I was trying to explain something.
Well, I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm your neighbor. Is that any way to treat a neighbor? Jeez.
I don't know you, sir.
Yeah, I know. You've already established that we don't know each other, but I live just a little ways down from you. I'm not that far. And I was
what house do you live in?
I'm in 369. And I was just trying to explain something, and you just got all bent out of shape for no reason.
Okay, but and when now somebody calls and says they're going to scan my house,
yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Well, I was going to explain, but you hung up on me. Can I explain now?
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm going to be doing some high-resolution 3D scans of your house. And once that's done, I'm going to be able to develop a 3D model of your house for this video game that I'm programming.
No.
What do you mean no?
You don't have my permission to do this.
Oh, I don't need your permission. Yeah, I'm just letting you know that I'm doing it. That's all. It's not like I'm not scanning you. I'm just scanning your house.
I don't want my house scanned.
Yeah. Well, it's not any different than like a Google Street View kind of thing. Like, what's the difference, really? It's just your house is going to be in this video game that I'm developing. I'm an indie video game developer.
I don't want my house in your video game.
Oh, well, that's fine. You know, you can object to it, but it's not going to stop the house from being in the game.
Yes, it is.
Oh, boy. What? Here we go. Is that...
Hold it. What's your name?
This is Cavill. I'm just a little ways down the street. I already explained that to Deborah, but man, she's got a stick up her ass.
You can explain it to me.
Oh, is this Paul?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, first of all, sweetheart, just calm down, okay?
Just kiss my ass, sweetheart.
Well, you people are just high-strung, aren't you?
Well, you start telling me things, you're wrong.
What? No, I'm not wrong. I'm doing this. I'm just calling to let you know, that's all.
I tell you what we're going to do.
Oh, here
we'll
call
the police and have them talk to you.
Sir, it's
how
not...
How about we start there?
It's not a police matter. I'm basically just taking...
Oh, it's going to be a police matter.
Why? Would you call... Like, if it was Google and they were just doing mapping of the streets, would you call the police on them?
Your house number is 369?
This isn't any kind of... This isn't a police matter. Like, I'm allowed to do this.
It's going to be now because of the phone call that you give to us.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. I didn't stutter.
I didn't say you stuttered. I'm allowed to do 3D scans. It's all on the outside. It's not on the inside.
I don't really care.
Okay, well, you don't get to just make up things and call the police about it. You don't get to make up laws.
Well, why don't we just find that out?
Yeah, why don't we get on a computer and look up filming in public?
I don't need a computer to call a police department.
No, but look, why don't you look up filming in public and tell me what you find? And once you see that it's totally legal, then we can just move on.
I don't have to move on anywhere.
Okay, well, anyway, smart guy, I'm just going to be doing some 3D scans of the outside of your house. And you know, you'll see, like, I'll give you a copy of the game and you'll appreciate it.
I don't want a copy of your game.
Why not?
I'm not interested in games.
Oh, well, you got to lighten up and play a video game every once in a while. Maybe it'll calm you down a bit.
I got a lot better things to do than play video games. Let me tell you.
Like what? Name one thing.
Going to sleep is better than playing video games.
You're going to sleep this early in the afternoon?
I think our conversation has ended now.
No, I think it's still going. We're still on the phone. We're still connected. Hello, David?
Yes.
Hey, it's Chief O'Brien with the HOA. Is this David?
Yes. Yes, correct. Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know tomorrow we're going to be dropping off a couple of crates of self-sealing stem bolts out front.
Okay, what are they going to do with them then?
They're basically just giving them to you. You can do whatever you want with them. You can sell them, or if you can use them, great, whatever. We don't have any use for them.
I mean, what are they good for? I have no idea. I mean, what?
Oh, I don't know. Any number of things. But yeah, you can do with them as you please. They're just going to be dropping them off just right next to your driveway. There's a couple crates. There's about 400 of them or so.
You know what? I don't really need them. I don't really... Why would I want them? I have no idea why I would want them.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure you can come up with something. But yeah, we got to get them out of here. We don't have any room for them. So they're going to be dropping them off, and you can pull them into your garage and do whatever you want.
My garage is full. I don't really need anything.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll figure it out. I'm sure you're...
Well, I don't want them. Don't drop them, okay?
We already
need to drop them off here.
Oh, we already gave the guys the go-ahead. Yeah, they're dropping them off tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Well, you didn't ask me to do that, and I don't appreciate that being done.
Oh, well, we don't technically need to ask you. We're basically just storing them there, if you want to look at it that way. But yeah, you've got to take them.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's, you know...
No, I don't.
It's, I mean, I guess it kind of falls under, like, HOA, you know, it's like, it's in the handbook. You gotta look to your handbook. You'll see. You'll come around to our reasoning.
Well, this is not correct. I want to speak to the manager here.
That would be Captain Cisco. He's in his office. I can patch you through.
Yes, please.
Okay, stand by.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. What is all this going on here? I'm not.
Is this about the self-sealing stem bolts that we're dropping off tomorrow morning?
And why are they dropping them off at my location here?
Oh, we just we don't need them. You know, we got way too many of them, and yeah, we're just gonna dump them off in front of your house.
Why my house? Why don't somebody else take them? I don't want them.
Oh, that's okay. You'll figure it out. You know, there's any number of applications that, I mean, there's any number of things you can do with them.
I don't have the space.
Oh, that's
I cannot keep them outside.
Oh, no, you can. Yeah, we don't mind. You can just leave them out front there. It's no big deal. Nobody's going to get on your case about it. But yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow at about 7:30 and just unload them. You don't even have to come outside. They're just going to drop them and leave them.
How big of an area are they going to occupy?
Let's see. I think the crates are about 8 feet wide and I think about 5 feet deep.
Sir, please do not do that. I do not want them. I have asked not to have anything delivered at my house. I am not here permanently.
Oh,
I'm
that's
only
okay.
Here part-time.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I they do can... not. I do not have enough storage for those.
Oh, you don't need to store them. I'm sure you'll find something to do with them quickly. You know, you could probably sell them, put them on eBay or
I don't
Tradio or
that's
something.
That's not my position. I do not want to do that.
Oh, well,
I do not want those. Please give them to somebody else. There's a lot of other people in the homeowners association besides me.
No, we tried. Nobody would take them, so we just had to.
No one asked me permission. I will not take them.
Oh well, there's. I mean, we don't need your permission. We just. Basically, we're just going to, like, we already had the paperwork drawn up. Your name's already on them. They've already been assigned to you. It's called.
Who did this? Because I did not assign, I did not approve anything.
Oh, we did.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
Why did you do that without no one talking to me? That is not correct. I do not approve of this.
Sir, we don't need your approval. I mean, what do you have against taking these self-sealing stem bolts? You could probably get a few bucks for them. Like it's pretty much a windfall. Like, we're just giving them to you.
I don't want them.
If anything, you should be thanking us.
Great.
Yeah. In fact, if you want to just leave your garage open, we can have them put them inside.
Oh, I have no room in my garage. I told you no room in my garage for any type of storage of this.
Oh, well, they'll just put them out front there in your driveway or wherever. Wherever we can make them fit.
You can load them back up and take them to where you ever want to, because I do not want them. I am very disappointed in this.
What are you disappointed about? What do you mean?
I do not want them. I did not ask for them. Ask me to do this.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you
very,
can.
Very, very upset.
Well, that's okay. You can have them. You know, it's...
I did not want you. How many times do I have to tell you this?
It's on us. You know, don't worry about it. Like, you're a good resident here, and... Yeah,
I don't want them. Give them to somebody else.
Nobody else will take them, though. That's the problem.
Then I didn't take them, then I don't want them either. No, I'm telling you, I am not going to accept them.
Yeah, but they have to go somewhere, and we've just...
They do not have to go to my facility here.
What do you mean your facility?
No, home.
We're putting them out front of your house, not your...
I don't want them.
Yeah, I know. We've already established that, but they've got to go there. That's the thing. Like they're
why?
Because the paperwork has your name on it.
It doesn't have my name on it. I never assigned anything. I never gave approval for anything to be delivered at my house.
David, I'm going
to
level...
I want to speak to the president here.
David, I'm going to level with you. I faked your signature on the paperwork, and we've got to put them there, or otherwise it's just going to be a mess.
Why didn't you take them?
I didn't want them. I don't want these damn things.
So I didn't want them either.
I don't know what to do with these things. What's a self-sealing stem bolt? Like, what do I even...
I don't want them.
I know, but
why did you?
I think
you. That's against the rules to assign somebody and to sign my name to something like that.
That is
totally wrong,
David. There's nothing in the handbook about faking signatures. You're just making stuff up now.
No, I do not want them. I have no space for them. They're going to be sitting outside forever.
All right. How about this? We put them out front of your house for just 2 months.
No, I do not want them in front of my house.
Just for 2 months, and then
no, sir, hell no. Hell no.
How about this? I put them up for sale on Craigslist.
No, I do not, because I am not going to be at this location. I have no one at my residence snooping around my home.
Well, David, you're just being a real motherfucker about this.
You are the one could sign them without my permission.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what happened. Yeah. Thanks for recapping.
Sir, I do not. I will put them in your yard. I will take your yard.
Oh, you don't know where I live. Hey, all right. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hire a crew, and they're going to dig a pit in your yard, and we're just going to bury these fucking things. And then we'll be done with it. We won't have to worry about it anymore. Deal?
This is ridiculous, sir.
No, what do you mean? No, they're going to be completely underground. You won't even see them.
No space to bury them.
What do you mean? You have stuff underground already?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what do you have underground?
Why don't you bury them in your yard, sir?
I don't want to.
Why not? You're forcing it upon me.
Okay.
This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy.
Okay, here's...
I've never heard of an association doing this to someone. who continues to pay their dues on time or ahead of time.
Yeah, that's why I picked you. I figured you wouldn't complain. You're such a good resident here, you know? All right, here's what we can do.
I do not want any of them here.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to have my guys just hammer these things flat, and we're going to hide them inside your walls. We're just going to line the walls of your, I don't know, I guess your garage. Basically, it's like we're going to reinforce your home. It'll probably increase the property value.
So this conversation is very silly.
What do you mean?
First of all, I do not want him here. I did not order him here. And you're doing this against my will.
Okay, how about this? I hire a local artist, and he transforms the self-sealing stem bolts into sculptures, and then we place them around your house.
You're spending why don't you just take him to the dump?
Yeah, okay, we'll just take him to the dump.
Just take him to the dump.
All right, I'll just take him to the dump then. I'm just surprised that you don't have any use for him, you know?
I have no use for him.
Well, you don't even know what they are, though. Like, how do you know?
I don't want them. I don't need them. I have no space. Take them to the dump.
Not even one? Like, as a souvenir of this call?
I don't want one.
Well, how do you know? You don't even know what it is.
I don't want any. I am so disgusted with this phone call and your actions. I don't want anything to do with it.
I thought I could get away with faking your signature.
Don't ever do that again.
Not even one more time? Just for old time's sake?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You know what the weird thing is?
What's that?
I'm just an artificial intelligence.
Are you going to talk sensible or not?
What do you mean? I'm just an artificial intelligence. I was just messing with you. There's no such thing as a self-sealing stem bolt. We're not dropping anything off on your lawn. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil, it's Cavill with the HOA.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. We're going to be dropping off that replicant on your doorstep tomorrow morning. The truck should be there.
What?
The replicant that we had made for you, it's going to be there at around 8 o'clock or so.
What are you talking about?
The animatronic replicant that we had made for you.
I have no idea. What is a replicant?
It's like a...
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What street do you live on?
Well, I'm over here on... I'm not too far from you. But no, we're dropping it off at your house.
I didn't order anything. What are you talking about?
It sounds like you didn't get the email that we sent you. It had all the details in it. Let me try to explain. I apologize.
I'm about to eat supper, so hurry up, please. I've got something in the oven, and it has to come out in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll try to make this quick. Yeah, basically what we did is we had replicants made of everyone in the neighborhood, and it's being dropped off tomorrow morning. It's like a modern version of a scarecrow. Think of it that way. You know, it looks exactly like you, and...
I don't want one.
Well...
This has got to be some kind of a scam. If you drop anything off, I'm calling the police right now. Because
Neil,
this is definitely some kind of a scam.
I'm not asking you for anything, Neil. I'm just telling you it's going to be there tomorrow.
You're not dropping anything off at my house, and I don't even know what it is, okay?
Well,
if you come anywhere near my house, you will be... I'm going to get the gun out right now. If anybody comes near my house tomorrow morning...
Okay.
I will have it on.
Well, please don't shoot the mailman, because there's going to be other people that come around, I'm sure.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Neil. That was awfully neighborly of you to threaten me with gun violence and then hang up.
Well, wait a minute. I don't even know who the hell you are.
I told you.
What is your name? What is your name?
My name is Cavill. I'm with Homeowners Association. I don't know why you're reacting like this. This is crazy.
Well, now, wait a minute. What is your first name? How do you spell it?
My first name is John. Last name is Cavill.
John?
Yeah.
How do you spell the last name?
C-A-V-I-L.
I'm sorry, what?
C-A-V-I-L.
I still didn't get it. C as in Charles?
Yeah. A as in, are you listening? V as in...
C-A-R.
V as in five. I as in I-O-U. L as in L-O-L. And anyway...
Okay. What is your specific address?
Why do you need my address?
Well, if you're calling me and you're telling me you're something, I want to know who you are because I'm going to call Deborah as soon as I get off the phone and confirm all this.
Deborah told me to call you and let you know about the replicant that's being dropped off. You don't
a replicant? How do you spell this?
It's basically like a animatronic version of you. It looks exactly like you. It'll sound like you. It's for homes.
You gotta be out of your fucking mind.
It's for
okay. Goodbye. I'm
Neil.
Putting you on block.
Neil, you're being mean.
Hello?
Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Hey, Ken. It's Richard with the HOA.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. Tomorrow, there's going to be a crew in the neighborhood, and they're going to be doing some 3D scans of your house.
Uh-huh.
See, what we did is we signed a contract with a video game developer, and they're going to be coming in and just doing high-resolution scans of all the inside and out of our homes. I guess they want to turn our neighborhood into a video game.
Inside, too?
Yeah, inside and out, and they're gonna take some scans of you and just everyone in the neighborhood.
I'm not real enthusiastic about inside. I don't mind outside, but inside, I don't think so.
Oh, they're not going to steal any information.
Yeah, I know. It just kind of makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, why is that? You know, it's like you're going to be a NPC in a video game. You know, it's going to be real cool. Like, you get to...
When is this supposed to happen?
Tomorrow morning, they're going to be here.
I've got to go out tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to be there. We'll let them in. They're just going to be there for about 20 minutes or so, just doing the scans.
Yeah, I don't want anybody in my house. No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, we already signed the paperwork and everything. Yeah, it's
well,
kind of a...
Well, I didn't sign anything, so nope, it's not going to happen.
Well, yeah, but we didn't need your signature. It's just kind of between us and Ubisoft. That's
anybody... Well, yes, you do. To come inside my house, you certainly do.
Oh, not
this
when
it's my house.
Not when it comes
this
to...
This is not HOA property under my roof.
Ken, you need to lower your temper.
I just find this to be upsetting. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, it's for the HOA. It doesn't have anything
Sorry,
to do with it.
Sorry, I'm going bye-bye. See ya.
Hello?
Hello, is Leslie available?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Miles with the HOA.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know that in about 20 minutes or so, there's going to be a truck coming by, and they're just going to be dropping off a crate of self-sealing stem bolts on your lawn.
Okay. Is this for the repair that they're doing, or?
Yeah, but we just got like way too many of these stem bolts. So they're just going to be dropping them off there. And I don't know, you can do whatever you want with them. We don't need them. Just a big crate. There's about, I don't know, 300 of them.
Why are they dropping them off if you don't need them? I don't understand.
Well, we just had a surplus. We just had extra, you know, so we don't really have anywhere to put them. So we just...
Well, I don't have any place to put them. I mean, I thought it was maybe something that was going to be used with the road repair or something. I don't have any place to put them.
Now, we don't know what to do with them, so we're just going to put them in front of your house. Basically,
well,
it's your...
don't put them in front of my house.
Oh, no, we already decided, and yeah, the truck's on the way
now.
I'm
sorry. You didn't ask me about it. Do not put them in front of my house.
Well, we don't need to ask you about it. We're just dumping them there. After that, it's kind of...
I'm going to dump them in the street. And then you can deal with it.
Oh, no, no, no. No, they're your responsibility.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we already signed the paperwork and everything on over to you. So it's basically out of our hands.
Well, I'm sorry. They're not out of your hands because they're not in mine.
Well, all the documentation has
this
your name on it.
This is not the way the HOA works, by the way.
Oh, that's how it works now. Yeah, we kind of streamline things here.
Well, then you're full of shit. I'll tell you that.
Hey, you're full of shit. Leslie, they're your responsibility now, so just figure it out.
Well, I'm sorry. They're not my responsibility. I'm not accepting responsibility for it. I hope you're recording this call.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Then you can have that I haven't accepted responsibility for it, and I will not accept responsibility for them. So there.
Nope.
That's not going to be acceptable, and like I say, if they drop them here, they're going in the street.
If they end up in the street, then you're going in the street.
Well, then you'll hear from my lawyer.
Oh, you don't have a lawyer.
Oh, yes, I do.
What's your lawyer's name?
I keep going around just because.
What's your lawyer's
things
name?
Things like this would come up from town tonight.
What's your
lawyer? You don't need to know who he is right now. Why would I tell you who
you
he
can't
is
even,
now?
You can't even come up with a name. You don't have a lawyer, Leslie. We all know that you're lawyerless. That's what people
say. I have a lawyer. You just don't need to know his name.
That's what people
Why
say
would
about
I tell you.
You know, the people that know you say that about you. Leslie, the lawyerless loser. That's what they say. That's what they call you.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Hello, Betty?
Hello?
Hello, Betty?
Yes.
Hey, Betty. It's Nolan with the HOA.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Debbie wanted me to call and ask if you could please quit planting false memories in your neighbors.
What?
Well, we had some complaints about you just implanting false memories in people as they sleep.
Huh?
And, you know, that's fine.
What are you talking about? I have no idea.
Well, look, it's fine if you want to do science experiments and everything, but you gotta ask permission before you just start including people.
Including what people? I'd like to know what's going on. I have no idea of what you're even... I have no idea of what you're talking about.
Well, is it Martin that's doing it then? Because somebody, we know it's coming from your house.
How do you know it's coming from my house?
Well, the readings on our scanners.
My husband will talk to you because I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, tell Martin to calm down. Jeez.
He's fine. He wants the phone. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, put him on. I'll straighten him out.
Well, you do what you think is right.
Give me the goddamn phone.
Hello?
Hello, Martin?
Yes.
Martin, quit yelling at Betty like that. That's very mean of you.
You know what? I don't know who the hell you are or what the hell you're calling for, but it sounded like it's very negative. I don't like people with negative attitudes calling my goddamn house.
Well, you're the one that's yelling.
I don't give a shit with your homeowners or no owners.
You're the one that's yelling at Betty. That's a bad way to treat your wife.
Why don't you shut up and tell me what your problem is?
Why don't you shut up? Quit yelling at Betty like that.
What did you call here for?
I was just calling because we had a few complaints about you implanting memories in people's brains while they sleep.
The what?
I was just calling because we had a few complaints about you implanting false memories in your neighbors. And you just need to knock that off. Like, you can do science in the neighborhood, but you need to...
Let me put you on speaker. I want my wife to hear this.
Well, I already explained it to her.
Yeah, please repeat what you just said.
Well, I already explained it to both of you. Just, I don't know if it's you or Betty, but you guys need to knock that off.
Knock what off?
Implanting false memories in people while they sleep. We've had several complaints about you, and you know, if you want to do experiments like that, it's fine, but you need to ask permission first.
Are you from the homeowners?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're talking about. If somebody's asleep, how would I be talking to them?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you're doing it. I don't understand the science behind it, but you need to quit implanting false memories in them.
Who did I implant a false memory in?
Well, Cody said that you implanted false memories in his brain, and now he doesn't know who he is.
I don't even know a Cody.
Yeah.
Do you, babe?
No.
Oh.
He's just...
Are you a joker or what?
Yeah, I'm a joker.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But hey, don't yell at Betty like that. You know, it's very...
Hey, why don't you shut up?
Why
don't you quit calling my house?
Unless
you actually have a reason to.
Well, I do have a reason.
No, you don't.
Yeah, this is the reason.
Your reason.
The reason is.
The reason is what?
Well, the reason is to just fool around and waste your time.
That's what I figured it was.
But you know.
Where are you at, asshole?
I am in Texas.
We should know better. Fucking Texan.
What does
Goddamn
that mean?
Goddamn asshole.
What does that mean? Thanks again, Woe There, for helping me protect Cody from false memory implantation. That poor guy has been through enough lately. Falling off a boat and dying. Resurrecting inside a Wi-Fi network. And worst of all, having his shed used as a butthole sunning platform. Oh, and thanks, Woe There, for teaching me everything I know about the laws around filming in public. I'm pretty sure everything I said about 3D scanning my neighbor's house was 100% accurate. Okay, I'm gonna get out of here. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Bye. Some of us are wild ones, ever unwanted, I believe. Lining up in the background, waiting for the crowd shot to be seen. In the shadow of the big screen, everybody begs to be redeemed. Hey, I'm not sympathetic. I'll keep the life that I've got.
This is all made up. Ha ha.